It is the radio segment that wants you to follow at Jubal Fresh on Instagram.
It does.
Yeah. I don't like promoting my social media on the air, but if Laser Stories wants to do it, then I guess I have to. It's the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Wisconsin. A 33-year-old guy named Alan Hushka went to a Redskins-Packers game in Green Bay last week with his good friend Brian Haywood. And naturally, they were both drinking during the game. Then afterwards, they drove to a nearby bar and kept drinking.
Oh. Woo-hoo!
Sounds like a typical football day. Mm-hmm.
Yep. They finally drove home drunk around 12:30 in the morning.
Oh,
and
no.
While they were driving, they got into a physical fight inside the car over the CBS sitcom How I Met Your Mother.
Classic.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, that's an argument, drunk or not, you know.
Great fight to have, not while driving in a car.
No.
It's not clear exactly what got them so heated, but apparently Alan was driving and he started punching his passenger Brian first. Then Brian punched back, so they pulled over, got out of the car, and continued fighting on the side of the road.
Mm.
Okay.
At least they pulled over.
Really? That's the positive out of
that? Responsible fighting.
Okay.
Another driver called the cops, who showed up and arrested Alan for driving under the influence. It turns out this is his fourth DUI.
Wow.
Oh, ain't nobody got time for that.
He's got a hobby.
Jeez.
His friend Brian claims that he was acting in self-defense and he's not facing any charges.
Not my fault.
No word on the outcome of the argument, though, if How I Met Your Mother's good or not, you know? This next laser story is out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. Last Monday, a guy was working at a Subway restaurant at around 7 p.m. when a man and a woman in ski masks killed the power for the store, busted inside, and demanded all the money from the refrigerator.
Or from the refrigerator.
Hey, I read that wrong.
Hey, man, there's only lettuce in there.
From the register.
That's my kind of robbery. Give me all your food right now.
Demanded all the money from the register. How about that?
Okay.
But as they were yelling, the employee recognized one of the robbers' voices. It turns out it was his 22-year-old coworker, Lorena Marin.
Don't!
Why do people rob their own place of work?
And why are they not dumb enough to be able to do it while they're at work?
True.
Like, that's when you have access to the entire till.
So after they left, he called the cops and they tracked down Lorena and the guy she was with, a 19-year-old named Angelo Espinosa. The pair admitted that they robbed the Subway, but police say Lorena had an excuse for why she did it.
Of course.
She told them she didn't really want the money. She mainly wanted to teach one of the employees a lesson about what could happen late at night in that part of town.
You know what?
Are you kidding me?
That's manager material right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a very creative excuse. No, I was just trying to give him a run through, you know? Unfortunately, that did not clear her of the crime, so she and her accomplice were both arrested for robbery. This next laser story is out of Uganda. There's a 48-year-old guy named Joe Wamarama. Cool name.
That's awesome. Fun to say.
And he's become pretty famous around his home village of Kampala for his extraordinary flatulence.
What?
Yep.
He's farting?
He's got the toots, man.
Apparently, there's something unique about his gas that actually kills and repels mosquitoes.
What?
Oh my gosh, it's a cartoon
character. Get science up on that butt and figure out what's going on. I want a can of it.
He says no one in his village has ever gotten malaria because his gas has created a mosquito-free zone within a 6-mile radius.
Whoa, he's got like a safety blast back there.
What if he really is the answer to solving malaria?
That's amazing.
Farting is the answer?
And now Joe says an insect repellent company has contacted him because they want to hire him so they can study his flatulence.
Can you imagine the new off and on the can? It's like scented like Joe's
butt.
It
just smells disgusting. So basically, he's going to be paid to sit in a room and fart all day.
Cool.
Is this your dream?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of what you're doing right now, Jose. So I don't know.
Joe says he's not sure why his gas works at keeping mosquitoes at bay, but it doesn't harm people, and he says, quote, I eat ordinary food just like everyone else.
Weird.
Real life superhero.
You're blessed, my friend.
This next laser story is out of our nation's capital. Emergency crews in Washington, D.C. responded to an apartment fire late Wednesday afternoon. Investigators say the trouble started when a 23-year-old resident found a squirrel making a hole in the ceiling in his living room.
Aww. That's an issue.
Yeah.
He lit an incense stick and placed it in the hole in hopes of scaring the rodent away.
This is your plan?
I didn't know they were scared of pleasant smells, but
yeah. Oh, vanilla. Yeah. Oh no.
His plan backfired because the squirrel was not afraid. In fact, it chewed the end of the incense stick and broke off the burning tip in the attic of the building, which caused the ceiling to catch fire.
Oh my god!
So smoke started filling the apartment building, but the resident didn't know what the phone number was to call the fire department.
What? Oh. It's three digits, man. Pretty
he says he thought 911 was only for calling police, so instead, he searched fire stations on his phone using Google Maps and started running down the street to the nearest one.
Oh, my God. He's like, this is so inefficient.
Yeah.
And the squirrel, meanwhile, is like, how is this guy dumber than me?
To make matters worse, the resident also turned off all the smoke alarms in his unit, so it took other occupants in the building longer to realize what was happening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Eventually, firefighters made it to the apartment and extinguished the blaze before it spread too far. Luckily, nobody was hurt. However, four residents have been displaced, and the Red Cross is helping find them shelter.
Oh, gosh.
One of the residents was that squirrel. This next laser story is out of New York City. A 22-year-old woman in New York City recently posted an ad on Craigslist looking for a divorce lawyer. The ad said, quote, I'm a 22-year-old girl who made a mistake and married someone I thought I loved. He used me to get a green card, and now I need out of this.
This happens a lot.
Yeah, so.
But then the ad gets weird. It says, I know nothing about the process of divorce, and I don't have much money. I'm young and attractive, so maybe we can work something out.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
You're soliciting? Oh, no.
There's so many more lessons she needs to learn in life, I think.
I'm young and naive, so here we go.
Then she gave a strong hint on what kind of trade she was planning to offer.
She doesn't need to.
She posted a photo of herself lounging on a bed wearing black lingerie while holding a smoking cigarette between her fingers.
Not necessarily.
So
maybe we
she's
can
gonna
work
do chores around your house. Is that what she's saying?
There's no word on if any divorce lawyers have actually taken her up on it, but I guarantee a lot of fake divorce lawyers have probably hit her up. I know someone who never needs a divorce. That's him. Very happy marriage to that shoe. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, and that means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. Don't worry, though. We'll do it again, same time on Monday.